parental access to English starting at the age of 4. We expose the children to the native sound of the language, and we work especially hard to promote effective listening comprehension and to make the language fun and attractive for the children. Entrust your children to us, little by little, slowly but surely, sin prisa pero sin pausa. We will transform them into bilingual adolescents and prepare them for age 23. Contact Vaughan Jr.
Más información sobre la línea Junior de Vaughan Systems en el teléfono 91-133-5832. 91-133-5832.
Join us at the Feria del Libro in Madrid. We'll be at stand 283. See you there. Hey, amigos. Welcome back. Remember, guys, I will be at the book fair this Saturday, September 11th, from 12 to 2 p.m., September 11th, 2021, in 2021. And again, I will be there from 12 noon to 2 p.m. The stand is stand number 283. Stand 283. And again, if you want to see more, you can go over to our website and you can take a look at when our other Fawn Radio presenters will be there signing and answering your questions, taking selfies. I hope you guys can make it. It would be lovely to see you all. But let's get right back into things here because we've got a lot to do. I've got to give you today's Say What soundbite for the third time. So guys, write down what you hear.
Knights, 300-foot elephants, entertainment. It does have a touch of the old Snatch-esque about it. I like to think of it as a reimagining of the famous tale. And hopefully I've made it accessible to a contemporary audience.
All right, there you go. That's our British friend. Well, hey, according to you guys, this guy's a Brit. I trust you. As I said, I trusted you before with our spelling bee. And speaking of spelling bee, let's take a look at these adjectives. These are all adjectives that are associated, or adjectives or feelings, I should say, that are associated with feeling depressed. And the first one is hopeless. Hopeless. So if hope is esperanza, if you feel like you're in a hopeless situation, it's imposible, sin esperanza. If somebody is hopeless, que es un poco diferente, si hablamos de una persona, eres incompetente. Oh, man, Alberto, I did what you asked. And then I look, y está hecho mal. I'm like, man, you're hopeless. But if you're feeling hopeless, or a situation is hopeless, it seems like there's no future. It seems like there's no reason to go on. And what we're looking for is a hopeful future. But it doesn't always feel that way, especially, I mean, who, even the most positive people in the world, the most optimistic, open-minded people in the world have had difficulty trying to keep positive this year. I can imagine. Okay. The next one's overwhelmed. And we use this word a lot. Overwhelmed. If you are overwhelmed, you have more than you can handle. Tienes más de lo que puedes aguantar. You've got too much going on and you are getting flustered. You are getting nervous and you feel, sientes como si el mundo puede contigo, when you're feeling overwhelmed. Okay. And it's a common thing. Tell me this. Have you all felt this to some extent? I've felt all of these, all of them. I felt hopeless. I felt like I was in a hopeless situation many times. The question is, it's not how you go into it. It's how you come out of it. Right? So we've all felt that. We've all felt overwhelmed. Like, oh my God, I bit off more than I could chew. Esto es una expresión. A mí me pasa siempre. Digo, he abarcado demasiado. I'm trying to do too many things. And I believe if you try to do too much, you don't end up doing anything right. So I've had to learn, again, these are all life lessons that I am saying aloud and just reaffirming in my head, because I feel overwhelmed a lot, right? The next one is useless, inútil. I think useful is the opposite. Si queremos ver los inversos, useless. I felt useless in my life. Sure, I have. Absolutely. I felt totally useless in many situations. And, well, as I said, I just had to realize, okay, maybe I'm useless here or in this situation, or I may feel this way, but somebody thinks I'm useful. My mom. The next one is desperate. Desperate. I think that one makes sense. Desesperado. You don't know what to do anymore. You feel like you're out of options. I've been there. Like, what the hell do I do? I don't know what to do. I don't see. I feel like I'm in a hole. And I've been there too, guys. I've been there. In English, it's to hit rock bottom, tocar fondo. But also, I believe that sometimes when you hit that, at least you know where it is, so you don't hit it again. You know what I mean? So it's tough, this kind of stuff. Again, because if it was easy to just control, just think happy thoughts. Doesn't work like that. You can't, I mean, you can help. You can train your brain. You can break bad habits, thinking habits, I mean, because in the end, we're just playing these tapes that we have over and over and over. So we have to play a different tape, pon otra cinta, you know. And the next word is depressed. Obviously, depression is a very real thing. I told you guys I've struggled with it. I've been on Prozac when I was in high school. I was on Prozac, and it's because I just felt many of these things I'm telling you guys right now. So depressed, down, como vimos el otro día, down in the dumps, de bajón. And the last one is worthless, right? Como si no tuvieras valor a nada. It's similar to useless and worthless. And we have, again, if you haven't felt these feelings, maybe you're not human, okay? If you feel these feelings a lot, maybe it's good to talk to somebody and tell people, you know, I feel like with this situation, there's da-da-da. And just by talking about it, I know you'll feel better. All right, my amigos, but now it's time to change gears because, well, we've got a lot of stuff to cover and, well, we've got to put the pedal to the metal. So I think it's time for a little interaction. It's time for homophones.
Homophones, homophones on the show with no name. It's homophones time because homophones rhyme. They sound the same on the show with no name. The show with no name. Homophones on the show with no name. Cause homophones time, cause homophones rhyme. They sound the same on the show with no name. 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 Show with no name.
That's right, my amigos. You know it, you know it. All right, well, Chris gives us some insight over here, un poco de idea de lo que hay. And she says, I can't understand why doctors don't make more vitamin D prescriptions or don't prescribe. Lo puedes usar directamente como verbo. But yeah, she says, I don't know why they don't prescribe vitamin D more instead of instead prescribing antidepressants. Antidepressants increase suicide risk. Well, Chris, I have something to say about that over there, and I'm not going to speak about Spain. I'll speak about the United States because I don't know the health system. But the health system in the United States is sold. It's bought and sold to companies. It's privatized. So it's in the doctor's interest to prescribe medication from these companies who are paying them. It's a business. So they're going to sell antidepressants before telling you there's a natural way to fix it. And at least medicine in the United States has become so corrupt. Not just the treatment. They've literally, I think it was the Rockefeller organization. They literally came in to the medicine world, the world of doctors and all of this. And they took all these natural remedies and they made them illegal. And they decided to make all of these medications out of petroleum based. Wow. So the pharmaceutical companies and big oil are buddies? Yes, they are. And they're all making money off you being sick. That's my opinion. But I'm speaking about the United States. I can't speak too much on that, but I know the United States, it is cash and carry. ¿Qué quieres? Va, toma, pues dale dinero y llévatelo. It's cash and carry. They're not interested in the well-being of people. It's a money machine. Cha-ching, cha-ching. Give them more pills. Get them in the hospital more time. And keep them hooked up to machines. More pills. And but don't smoke weed. Pero no fumes porros. What? But do you know what's in this medicine? I mean, I don't, but if there's a medicine that they're calling, and this is, I don't know, again, I'm not an expert, but this medicine, what is it now? Medicine. This drug. Vamos a llamar lo que es. This drug that they're giving people now in the States, Oxycontin. People are hooked on this drug like never before. This is a legal drug. And basically what it's done, this is what I read, I don't know, is it has made heroin available in a pill. And the good news is now you don't have to go find a needle and sit under a bridge and shoot up. No, just sit at your kitchen table and have it with your breakfast. Have it as a part of a healthy, balanced breakfast. Guys, your health is for sale. Who's buying? So it's tough because you want to try. I trust the individuals. I trust doctors. But I do not trust the system because it is, it's corrupt from the core over there. Okay. It's a business. The same reason we have people in prisons. Okay. It's business, business. People make money when people are in prison. People make money when people are at war. People make money when people are sick and hospitals are full. See what's going on? And if I'm not mistaken, again, I'm not going to try and comment on Spain because I don't want to get into a political debate or anything, but you guys are following us down that road. Don't follow us. Don't do it. you don't want to go where we are. Okay. Trust me. I've grown up and I've gotten sick and I've had to use hospitals and you don't want what we have. Trust me. All right. Well, let's take a look then at today's homophones. As always, this is a section of the show where I give you two words and you guys have to tell me what these two words are. And then if these two words sound exactly the same or not. Now, the first word reminds me of one of the greatest bands ever. The name of that band in Spanish would be Doncella de Hierro. So the word I'm looking for is doncella, right? Doncella, señorita, okay? También es inaugural. If you guys heard the FYI episode on the Titanic, I said the Titanic sank on its voyage, okay? So ahora lo vamos a ver. Now, the second word I want you guys to tell me is hecho en. So hecho en China, lo que se ve en todas partes, ¿no? Hecho en USA, que no se ve en ninguna parte. Excuse me. Today I'm getting a little bit political, but guys, some things really grind my gears. Algunas cosas realmente me sacan de quicio. You know, when people's health becomes a business, that's not good. All right. So let's see what you guys got. So the first word, doncella, señorita, inaugural. Me cuesta esa palabra un montón. Y la segunda es hecho en. Okay. Let's see. The first person to participate is Vero, and she says, and are not homophones. Kubla says they are homophones. Connie says, oh, those aren't the words though. Connie. Let's see. Jason Jai. No, the second one is not made. It's made con la preposición. Okay. All right. Let me clear it up. Some of you got it. Algunos lo habéis pillado, pero otros no. All right. Repito. Let me repeat this for you. So the first word is doncella, señorita. The second word is hecho en. No hecho. Hecho en tal sitio. Okay. Quitando el tal sitio. ¿Me explico? Okay. No, I don't know. I'm getting a lot of people putting different words here, okay? All right, so let's take a look over here, my amigos. A lot of you are putting the word made, and made is a good word to know, but a maid is not una doncella tanto. Al menos no se usa así ya. Se usa más para criada o sirvienta. So the maid, okay? Okay, so now that we know we're looking for a variation of that word, the first word is maiden. Maiden. Okay. Iron maiden. Now, the second word is maiden. Made in China. Maiden. Iron maiden was made in China. Iron Maiden. Well, not really. They were made in England. Maiden. Vamos a decir ambos en la frase. So Iron Maiden was made in England. What do you guys think? Do they sound the same? Absolutely. De hecho, you Maiden fans out there, you guys, I'm a fan too, but I can't remember now. But isn't there like a shirt or an album that says Maiden England? O sea, Maiden, Iron Maiden, England, hecho en... I think there's even like a play on words that the band uses when they're touring or something, right? I know the you metalheads, los heavies, you'll know about that one. Oh, new album, by the way, too. Iron Maiden just put out a new album. Voy a decirlo de nuevo. Rewind. Iron Maiden just put out a new album that was made in England. So we don't say made in. Lo juntamos. Made in. ¿Por qué? Porque cuando una preposición va con un verbo muchas veces, ¿por qué vamos a pausar si estamos acostumbrados a decirlo junto? Right? So es como it depends on. No es it depends on. No. El on es parte del depends. Lo mismo con focus. You gotta focus on. No es focus post pausa on. It's focus on tal. Okay. Made in England. See, you guys are telling me over here. Made in England by Iron Maiden. And also, ya que sabéis la palabra, y no se pronuncia Maiden. Iron Maiden. It's May. Like como el mes, mayo. Iron Maiden was made in England. And remember, also the word Maiden, if you haven't heard that episode, it's an episode on the Titanic. It was a very popular episode. A lot of downloads. And I talk about the Titanic's maiden voyage, su viaje inaugural. So there you got a good double trouble, my amigos. All right, but it's not time for double trouble right now. No, no, no. We're going to go to another place I love, a place I call and you call, well, we call the movies. Our British friends call it the cinema. Name that movie. That's right, my amigos. It's Name That Movie only on the show with no name. And wow, time is whizzing by. You can say it's flying by, but you can also say to whiz by. It's whiz. Think about it. Whiz. Time is just whizzing by on today's show. So let's make every second count over here. All right. Today's Name That Movie. Let's go with it, and we'll see if you guys can figure out what movie it is. Now, let's see. I think, yeah, I can give you guys the trailer. Hay veces que no puedo dar el trailer porque dice Forrest Gump tal, right? Forrest Gump tal, okay? MJ Symbol says, Alberto, ¿qué sentido tiene de nombre de grupo La Doncella de Hierro? Do you know who has an answer to that? Because I don't personally know why they named it. But I guarantee, si lo googleas, if you Google it, you'll find the answer. And then, just, you know, for asking, you can let us know. Haznos saber, ¿no? Find out and report back to us. There's your homework. Okay, so here we go, guys. A Chicago cop must balance loyalty to his overbearing mother and a relationship with a shy funeral home worker. Okay? So, a Chicago cop, un poli. Okay? ¿Puedes decir esta frase? Un poli que llevaba gorra bebía de una taza. So, a cop wearing a cap drank out of a cup. A cop wearing a cap drank out of a cup. Okay? So, a Chicago cop must balance, equilibrar, loyalty, lealtad, to his overbearing mother. Now, overbearing is a mother that's too much, okay? A mother that's like on top of you. Que domina, es dominante, controlador, right? If somebody's overbearing, like when you're 15 years old, your mom's like, clean your face up. You're like, okay, mom, I'm, you know, overbearing. It's a good word to know, a great adjective, and we do use it quite often. So his overbearing mother and a relationship, una relación, with a shy, conoces la palabra shy, es tímido, pero sabes que también podemos decir timid, también, pero shy es una sílaba, timid dos. So with a shy funeral home worker, okay? And a funeral home worker is obviously somebody who works at a funeral home. All right? We've got a winner, ladies and gentlemen. It's Kubla, and the movie is called Only the Lonely. Me encanta esta expresión. Only the lonely. Solo los solitarios. Only the lonely. I think Elvis did a version of it. There's a song, Only... ¿De dónde lo estoy sacando? You guys are my research assistants. This is what I need you to look for. Because so, if not, if I stop and look for this, then, you know, we're going to get lost here. And we've got a lot of stuff to do. So let's take a look at the scene over here. And we'll see what we've got. Now, again, the movie's called Only the Lonely. It came out in 1991, and it was directed by Chris Columbus. Do you know Chris Columbus? Not Christopher Columbus, right? So Christopher Columbus is the guy who discovered America, right? Or Leif Erikson, depende a quien preguntas. So Chris Columbus, but there's a director named Chris Columbus. Okay, Chris Columbus. And he directed, I think he worked on Back to the... I mean, he's Home Alone. I mean, believe me, a very famous director. In fact, I don't know who's more famous right now. I don't know if Christopher Columbus, the explorer, is more famous, or Chris Columbus, the producer-director. Depende las pelis que te gustan. All right, well, here's a scene between Danny and Rose. And Danny says, I suppose you're proud of yourself. Supongo que estés, que estás orgulloso de ti mismo. And Rose says, I'm just telling it like it is. Apúntate esta. Solo estoy contando lo que veo. Okay? Yo no me estoy inventando nada, sería casi la traducción. No me estoy inventando nada. I'm just telling it like it is. Es como yo antes, with my spiel, with my rant, cuando me despotriqué con algunas industrias antes. Okay? That was me telling it like it is. You don't have to agree, but that's the way it is in my country. And then Danny says, that's been your excuse for the last 67 years. Okay? That's been your excuse for the last 67 years. And Rose says, my excuse? And Danny says, your excuse for hurting people, dañar a la gente, for hurting people whenever the hell you feel like it, cuando te apetezca. And Rose says, I don't hurt people. And Danny says, oh no? I guess you didn't hurt Aunt Dolly on her wedding day. Supongo que no... hiciste daño o herir, oh, esa es difícil esa palabra para mí. A tu tía Dolly on her wedding day when you said she looked like a cheap Las Vegas hooker. And cheap es barato, Las Vegas, ya sabes. Ah, hay un capítulo de FYI de Las Vegas. And a hooker is somebody who prostitutes themselves. So, sí, le dijiste a tu tía en su boda que parecía una prostituta barata de Las Vegas. Whoa, that's hurting people. You can say, I didn't mean any harm, I didn't mean any offense, but yes, you did. And Rose says, well, did you see the wedding dress? Pero no viste la... ¿cómo se dice? El vestido de novia, the wedding dress. ¿No lo viste? Says, the back of it was cut right down to here. La parte de atrás estaba cortado hasta el culo. Y señala al culo. Points at the ass. Said, you could see the crack of her. Podías ver la raja de su. You could see the crack of her. Well, it was indecent. Pues fue indecente. Right, she interrupts herself. And then Danny says, and I guess you didn't hurt Cousin Jerry. Supongo que tampoco hiciste daño a Cousin Jerry when you called his German wife, su mujer alemana, a Nazi. Una Nazi. Who probably slept with Hitler. Que a lo mejor se acostó con Hitler. Y Rose, vaya personaje, Rose dice, Well, there's no proof that she didn't. Pues no hay prueba de que no se acostó con Hitler. Very funny. What I love about Chris Columbus movies is I feel like they're really watchable. No, son películas que son fáciles de ver, that they're entertaining and without being like mindless. Mindless es que no tienes que pensar nada. I think Chris Columbus has a good way of just making you think just right. You know, not overthinking. What was that one? Inception. I'm sorry. I can't get into something like that. Inception. Did you guys understand it? Maybe you know what? I have a feeling I'm just thick. Thick, grueso. Hablamos de mi cráneo en este caso. Que no me entero. But I swear, I tried. I tried to understand Inception, and then finally I just gave up. Me di por vencido. I was like, I'm going to go watch Back to the Future. All right, guys, we have to go to our final commercial break. I can't believe it. Can you believe that we're going into the fourth and final part of the show? Oh, my God. All right, well, guys, we'll be back in 2 minutes with tons more, so stick around.
Escuchando Vaughan Radio.
Hear ye, hear ye. Step right up. Ladies, gentlemen, children of all ages, it's time for the most exciting time of the year. The Book Fair is back. And of course, Vaughn is gonna be there. Join us September 10th to the 26th at the Retiro Park in Madrid. You'll get to meet all your favorite Vaughn Radio personalities, from Richard Vaughn to Ximena Holiday to Kyle Miller to Fitz to Rob Grams and so many more. Join us at the Feria del Libro in Madrid. We'll be at stand 283, and the Vaughn stand is where it's all happening. Stand 283. See you there.
Nuestro curso online es único por una sencilla razón. Nuestros profesores son los mejores del mercado. Richard Vaughan, Ximena Holiday, Kyle Miller, Alberto Alonso, Richard Brown, nuestros All Stars desde cualquier lugar. Por menos de 30 céntimos al día. Quédate en casa y aprovecha para poner en forma tu inglés. Entra en la web cursodeinglesonlinevaughan.com e infórmate. Pruébalo durante 2 semanas y si no te gusta, te devolvemos el dinero. cursodeinglesonlinevaughan.com, porque hay muchos, pero solo uno de Vaughan.
¿Quieres recibir clase conmigo? Pues si quieres, tienes 200 horas de clase de inglés gratis en RTV a la carta. Ve a Google y escribe Vaughan RTV a la carta. Y presto, ahí verás más de 370 clases de media hora y cada día se añade una más. Desde principiante hasta avanzado, te llevo por todo lo necesario de mi idioma. Píldoras potentes de inglés. También hay libros de texto que acompañan al curso, pero son opcionales. Con o sin ellos, aprenderás mucho inglés o mejorarás mucho tu dominio. Pruébalo en Google. Vaughan RTV a la carta. Ahí nos veremos.
Hey guys, are you sitting around your home just wondering what to do? Well, why don't you sign up for Vaughn's English class via video conference? That's right. Now you can have the best teachers in the comfort of your own home. You'll get personalized attention because there's a maximum of only 6 students per class. Give us a call, 91-133-5831. Learn English with Vaughn via video conference classes. Sign up now.
¿Quieres apuntarte a un curso de inglés y no sabes cuál escoger? ¿Por qué no pruebas nuestro curso trimestral de Vaughan? Son solo 3 meses, no pierdes nada y te aseguramos que vas a ganar mucho. 3 meses en los que podrás ver cuál es tu nivel real de inglés. 3 meses en los que trabajarás tu listening y speaking en todo momento. 3 meses en los que subirás ese nivel tanto que... pues que querrás otros 3 meses y otros 3... Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Curso trimestral de Vaughan.
A Vaughan English class is not the same as other English classes. In a Vaughan English class, time is optimized to the max. Every minute counts for your company. Every minute counts for your English. It's all a question of mathematics. The more you practice key structures of the language in every class, the more confident you will be when you use them in real life. And the more effective you will be as a communicator in English. And in this global world of ours, communicating effectively is absolutely key to success. By means of face-to-face classes or video conference classes, Vaughan will make all the difference for your English. And you will make all the difference for your company.
Más información en Barcelona en el 933398687. En Madrid en el 911335831.
Hello, 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 amigos. Welcome back. And just a quick reminder, every morning you can start your day with Richard Vaughan and his program, Richard Vaughan Live. After that, you got Fitz with his program, No Excuses. After No Excuses, you've got The Show with No Name. After The Show with No Name, Ximena Holiday is on deck with her program, Test Your English. And after Test Your English, you've got one of our most interactive shows. It's the Lunchtime Show with Rob Grams and Andy Vaughan. And you guys can participate on Twitch. It's Vaughan Radio. And also a quick reminder, too. I hope to see you all at the book fair, the Feria del Libro, in Madrid this weekend. I'll be at stand 283, puesto número 283. I will be there Saturday, September 11th, 2021. From 12 noon, desde las 12 de mediodía, until 2. I know many of you are coming this weekend. Some are coming next weekend. Come whenever you come, but make sure you come because we want to see all of you there. All right. Well, we've got so much to do on today's show, so let's get right back into it. We're going to start with an interactive section we call Double Trouble.
Double Trouble, baby. Yeah, you know what time it is. Give it up.
Double, double trouble. I said double, double trouble. Double, double trouble. I said double, double trouble.
That's right, amigos. That's right. It's Double Trouble only on The Show with No Name. And this is where I'm going to give you guys a translation, but it's not your typical translation because you have to use the same word twice. So here we go, my amigos. I'll give it to you now and we'll see if you can figure it out. And then we're going to listen to our Say What soundbite for the fourth and final time, which, if I'm not mistaken, unless our friend Mark Zuckerberg is deleting tweets and posts. I don't think anybody got it yet, but don't worry. You'll have another chance in just a moment. But right now, what we need to do is today's, you know it, folks, Double Trouble.
Double Trouble, baby. Yeah, you know what time it is. Give it up.
All right. That's enough. Well, guys, I really like that jingle. Maybe I just wanted to hear it again. What's the problem? Well, are you saying we don't have enough time? All right, let's go. Now let's do it for real. Dile a ese tío que no voy a ser un chivo expiatorio este otoño. Now, did I say double trouble? Triple trouble. Dile a ese tío que no voy a ser su chivo expiatorio este otoño. All right? Triple trouble. Te lo repito porque me cuesta. Dile a ese tío o ese tipo que que no voy a ser su chivo expiatorio, o cabeza de turco, I think you also say in Spanish, este otoño. You have to use the same word, not twice, but thrice. Ahora, thrice es tres veces, pero nadie lo usa. Es muy anticuado. Normally we say three times. Once, twice, three times. Aunque thrice exista. All right, and here's today's Say What soundbite for the fourth and final time.
Knights, 300 foot elephants, entertainment. It does have a touch of the old Snatch-esque about it. I like to think of it as a reimagining of the famous tale. And hopefully I've made it accessible to a contemporary audience.
I think this guy speaks, I mean, okay, he's British, as we said, but I think for a Brit, he speaks pretty clearly. All right, well, let's go over to our triple trouble. We'll see if somebody has solved that. Also, the Say What soundbite as well. Let's see, Kubla. There's Kubla. Looks like you got, well, the first word, he meant the homophone of that word. Ponle una K, y es la palabra que quiso decir. Es difícil, ¿eh? Claro, en el contexto ya verás el porqué. So, Kubla, excellent job. Although the first word no es... Bueno, sí, sí pones una K. Pero suena igual. They sound the same on the show with no name. These homophones are everywhere. All right, let's take a look. Born to Iron Man, taking a stab at today's triple trouble. Let's see how Born to Iron Man did. Tell him this guy. But tell him this guy. No sé la estructura. Born to Iron Man. Tell this guy, no? So dile a ese tío. Tell this guy, no? Okay, so el him ahí no entiendo. But you know what? Oh, no, I told you it was a triple trouble. I made a mistake. It's a double, double trouble. So you have to use... I'm confusing myself here. Don't worry. You're not the only ones who are confused right now. Okay, you have to use two words twice. So dos sets de palabras. All right, Born to Iron Man, you can try again because I didn't tell you that part. But you're on the right track, man. You got it over there. All right. Lemura says, tell the, dile a esa primavera. No, sería tell that guy, right, guys? O sea, la estructura dile a ese tío is tell that guy. Esa parte no pensaba que ibais a tener dificultad. That's why it's interesting. Okay, here's Leonardo. Leonardo says, tell that guy I'm not going to be his fall guy this fall. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got a winner. O sea, se repite fall y se repite guy. Dos veces en esta frase. Great job. It was a tough one, Leonardo. I know it was because people came close. And then the fact that I told you it was a triple trouble instead of... But don't worry. Again, it's not about getting it perfect as a student or as a teacher. We're not perfect. Remember, we were talking about that before. We all have strengths and weaknesses. All right. So I see a lot of people are participating. I'll ask you guys to check your own answers. But here it is. It's tell that guy. Guy es tipo. We use that word all the time. Ten cuidado que no pongas G-A-Y, porque eso es gay. So he's a gay guy, pero no suenan igual, no son homófonos. No sabes las veces que me han dicho, hey, gay. Y no me offend, I don't get offended or anything, but I'm like, you sure that's what you want to say? So careful with those. So tell that guy, dile a ese tío, tell that guy, I'm not going to be his fall guy. ¿Y por qué le llaman the fall guy? Porque es el que cae. I'm not going to take the fall for anyone. So, yo no soy el que cae al suelo. I'm not going to be your fall guy. Okay, no tiene nada que ver con primavera en esa parte. El que cae, ¿no? A lo mejor te ayuda a acordarte. So, tell that guy, I'm not going to be his fall guy this fall. Maybe in the spring, quizá en la primavera. Pero en el otoño, no. I'm not going to do it. Not going to do it, folks. All right, well, as you can see, I've got jokes. I've been telling jokes the whole show, and all of them are falling flat. To fall flat is no triunfar. If a joke falls flat, nadie se ríe. But the one I prepared in the You're Joking section, I think you guys are going to get a kick out of it. Creo que os va a flipar. So it's time for Your Joking.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, what did the guy say when he walked into the bar? Ouch. Ouch. You get it? Ouch. He walked into the bar.
You're joking. That's right, amigos. That's right. You're joking only on the show with no name. And this is a part of the show where I tell you the most amazing joke you're going to hear all day. I'm just kidding. That's not true at all. It's probably going to be the worst joke that you've heard all day. However, I think you'll learn something in English if you didn't know it already, because all the jokes that we choose here in this section are plays on words. They're puns. Son juegos de palabras. So let's see if you get this pun. All right. So why couldn't anyone play cards on the voyage to the Americas? Okay. So the voyage, I imagine, Christopher Columbus, no, el viaje hacia las Américas, right? So why couldn't, por qué no pudo nadie, play cards, jugar las cartas, on the voyage to the Americas? You know, Columbus's voyage, el viaje, his maiden voyage, para usar la palabra de antes, maiden. So why couldn't anyone play cards on Columbus's maiden voyage to the Americas? Because Columbus was standing on the deck. No? They couldn't play cards on the voyage, on the ship, La Nina, La Pinta, La Santa Maria, because Columbus was standing on the deck. Now, I have to say, if you listen to that episode on Titanic, that FYI episode, we mentioned this word. You can't talk about ships without talking about this word. So I think today, if we haven't learned anything, it's we need to listen to the Titanic episode of FYI. All right, I see Vedo's crack it up. So you get it. Okay, good. Jason Jai as well, he gets it. All right, the deck is la cubierta. The decks are the different levels of the ship, right? The poop deck, the... Ya puedes ir dividiéndolas. You know, some ships have like 20 decks. La cubierta, the deck. Okay? D-E-C-K. But also a deck of cards is una baraja. In fact, I call barajas decks of cards. El aeropuerto? Baraja, decks of cards. Okay, all right, all right. I know, I won't be a comedian, don't worry. So he was standing, estaba de pie en la cubierta, o estaba pisando de pie en la baraja. Okay, all right, it's not that funny. But you know something? Also in the United States, estos patios de madera que se extienden son parte de la casa, they're called decks as well. Y si lo piensas, son una plataforma hecho de madera. It's the same kind of idea as the deck of a ship, right? So he was standing on the deck. Okay. And remember, guys, that's something worth noting. In English, his name isn't Christopher or Christ. It's not Cristobal first. It's Christopher Columbus. You say Cristobal Colón. And for us, Colón is Colonia. Okay, I'll stop. Well, guys, now you know several uses of the word deck. Well, I think maybe we can celebrate that and celebrate some other things as well in today's famous birthday trivia. That's right, amigos. It's famous birthdays, and I can't believe it. We only have about 10 minutes left, and we've got a few sections that we need to look at. So let's step on it. Vamos a pisarlo fuerte. The first birthday boy today was born in 1958. Okay, I'm going to give you the clues. You tell me who the birthday boys and girls are. The first person was born in 1958. He is an American director, producer, and screenwriter. He was born in Pennsylvania, and he studied film at Tisch School of the Arts. Now, Tisch School of the Arts, you might know or you might not know. In the United States, everybody knows that as NYU's film program. No, el programa de film de New York University. Do you know who else went to Tisch School of the Arts? Martin Scorsese? Whoa. Yeah. Correcto. So he comes from royalty over there. That's one of the greatest places. Now, his directorial debut was a movie called Adventures in Babysitting. This was in 1987. Then he got really successful, a roaring success he became. Well, him, his movies, with the movie Home Alone, which came out in 1990, and its sequel, Home Alone 2. Also, Mrs. Doubtfire with Robin Williams and Harry Potter. And man, he's done so much. And he has his own production company as well. His production company is called Maiden Voyage Pictures. ¿Qué? Primer viaje de inauguración, right? Maiden Voyage. Well, why would he call his production company Maiden Voyage? Well, he shares a name with a very famous explorer in English. Os he dado pistas todo el programa. I gave you clues all throughout the show, so you should know who this one is. Number two, this person was born in 1950. In Estados Unidos, in the United States, everybody knows who this guy is. Pero en Spain no lo conoce ni Perry. ¿Pista? Quizá. No es verdad, ¿eh? A lot of people know this person. Quería usar ni Perry este. He is an awesome guitarist, the guitarist of Aerosmith. I was very lucky. I got to see Aerosmith in Rivas Vacia Madrid last time they played over there. And I got to see this guy and Steve Tyler. They used to be called the Toxic Twins, Los Gemelos Tóxicos, because, well, back in the day, they were in a bad place. They were abusing drugs and... there's more proof that if you're in a bad situation or, you know, you're going through a difficult problem or whatever, you can get help. Look at these guys. Aerosmith was a huge band in the 70s. Then they kind of disappeared. And then Permanent Vacation came out. And then, they started, what was the other one? Pump. They started punching out hits. I mean, it was just hit after hit after hit after hit. And they had a comeback, una remontada ahí. They came back from the dead. Aerosmith was gone. And now they're Aerosmith, that group that dominated the 70s, the mid-80s, the 90s. So I guess it was in the late 70s, early 80s that they were getting clean, getting sober and saying, guys, if we want this to work, we've got to start taking care of ourselves, the band, priorities, you know, all that kind of stuff. So that is number two. And number three, this guy, I just gave you a clue. Sin querer. This guy is an English director, producer, and screenwriter. His genre that he uses the most, género, is these like British gangster films. You might know Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels, Rock and Rolla, Revolver. He also has done the Sherlock Holmes movies with Robert Downey Jr. And he was married to Madonna. Yeah, that's right. And it looks like we have a winner. Give it up for Chris Balroy. Also, Vero got it as well. Nice job, ladies. Wonderful, wonderful stuff. All right, our first person, Chris Columbus. Not Christopher Columbus, Chris Columbus. Pero claro, él usó eso. I thought it was very funny. He's like, ya que me llaman Chris Columbus, pues voy a llamar a mi productora Viaje Inaugural, porque cuando hablas de Colón, hablas de the maiden voyage to the Americas. So I thought it was a very clever name for a production company, a guy who has, because I imagine in school, oh, Chris Columbus, did you discover America? El pobre, ¿cómo lo tenía que pasar, eh? And finally, he was just like, okay, I'll just go with it. All right, so Chris Columbus, number one. You've all seen his movies. Number two, Joe Perry. No lo conocen ni Perry. Sí lo conocéis, el guitarrista de Aerosmith. And last but not least, Guy Ritchie. Es que te lo digo, he's a really nice guy. Y luego, did you guys, the Double Trouble, the Fall Guy, he's a nice guy. Lo he hecho a posta, eh? And speaking of Guy Ritchie, that brings us to our Say What soundbite. And this is Guy Ritchie, the director Guy Ritchie. He's in an interview, and he's talking about the new version of King Arthur, El Rey Arturo, King Arthur. And he's talking about, you know, they asked him, so tell us about, you know, the movie that you're producing. Now it's out, but this was from a past interview. And he goes, knights. Y aquí, claro, no sabes si en el contexto hay knights, es caballeros en este caso, K-N, porque King Arthur, del contexto, tiene que ser caballeros, so knights, 300-foot elephants, elefantes de 300 pies, o sea, enormes, entertainment, ¿no? Es entretenido, te entretienes. It does have a touch, tiene un toquecillo of that old Snatch-esque about it. Y Snatch, Cerdos y Diamantes, was one of his movies. So Snatch-esque, Cerdos y Diamantes-esco. Es como lo traduces. Snatch-esque. El esco en inglés es escue. Se escribe, pero se dice esque. He goes, there's something, a touch of the old Snatch-esque about it. I like to think of it as a reimagining of the famous tale. Me gustaría pensar como que es esta historia reimaginada, ¿no? Recontada. Of the famous tale. Tale is another way to say a story. And hopefully, y esperemos, I espero, and hopefully I've made it accessible. Vamos a pronunciar esa, accessible to a contemporary audience. All right, but don't take my word for it. Let's hear birthday boy Guy Ritchie.
Knights, 300-foot elephants, entertainment. It does have a touch of the old Snatch-esque about it. I like to think of it as a reimagining of the famous tale. And hopefully I've made it accessible to a contemporary audience.
All right, there you go, folks. That's your boy, your guy, Guy Ritchie. And now it's time for our final section. I can't believe it, but it's time for Name That Lyric.
Hi, hello, Alberto. I think the song is... No? Sorry, bye.
Name that lyric only on the show with no name. The show with no name. The show with no name. Name that lyric only on the show with no name. The show with no name. The show with no name. It's name that lyric only on the show with no name.
That's right, amigos. It's Name That Lyric, and thus is T-H-U-S. It's como this, pero con U. Thus, our final section. Here's where I'll say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for learning English with me and having fun with me every day. Remember to follow Vaughn, follow me on social media. Up next, you got Ximena and her amazing program, Test Your English. And then Rob and Andrea will take over on our Twitch over at Vaughn Radio. All right, and here is today's song. You guys had better, más os vale, because this is one of those songs that when I hear it, I can't help it. No lo puedo evitar, pero tengo que cantarlo. Just the rhythm, the you'll see what I mean. Ya veréis lo que quiero decir aquí. But get ready to sing with me. Let's see if you can figure out today's Name That Lyric, our final section. Trabajando como un perro, we say in English. You say como un negro, because I think it can be a little racist, right? We say como un perro. Trabajando como un perro para el jefe. Okay. Trabajando para la empresa, sí. Apuesto todos los dados que tiro. Okay, so working like a dog for the boss man. Working for the company. Oh, yeah. I'm betting on the dice. O sea, apuesto por los dados that I'm tossing. To toss es tirar. I'm gonna have a fantasy. Voy a tener una fantasía. But where am I gonna look? ¿Dónde voy a mirar? ¿Hacia dónde? They tell me that love is blind. Me dicen que el amor es ciego. I really need a girl like an open book. Necesito una chica como un libro abierto to read between the lines, para leer entre líneas. Y luego el título de la canción, Amor en un ascensor. Chris, you got the name of the song wrong. Born to Iron Man, Chris Valrol, no. You got the group. You guys got the group right. It's Aerosmith, and it's Loving in Elevator, loving it up when I'm going down. Oh, there's a good word. So he says, loving in elevator, loving an elevator, living it up. To live it up is vivir la vida a tope. So, guys, I hope you guys live it up and sing this song with me. Aerosmith's Loving an Elevator. Thanks for being here. Always a pleasure. It's Alberto Alonso from the show with no name on Vaughn Radio. Why should you listen to Vaughn Radio daily? I'll give you 12 reasons, aside from the obvious one.